Morning, friends. It's certainly a pleasure to be coming your way once again with a short gospel broadcast. I'd like to begin with scripture here in Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, that's some good instruction there for us, and I believe this is intended for the people of God, the saints of God. There's one thing in there especially that interests me for this particular time, when it says, and be not conformed to this world. Now, what would you say that means? What does that mean, to be not conformed to this world? Well, to be conformed to something would to be made like unto that. And I say that God's people are not conformed to this world. Well, someone would ask, what does that mean? How are conditions now in the world? Well, friends, perhaps it wouldn't be necessary for me to go into detail to tell you all of the conditions existing in the world, because you can read it daily in the newspapers and hear about it, and down at the corner store, the reports and tales and misdeeds of the folks are quite common these days. But let me just name a little, and then you'll know what I'm talking about. All right. Perhaps the number one sin of this world today, and perhaps of every other age, this scripture said, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Now, I believe that. That's what the scripture says, and I believe that. In other words, material things, things that you work for and some people fight for and steal and lie and cheat, material things, these are the things that are causing the souls of men to go on in the ways of sin. Listen, fightings and wars, do you know why they come? They come from greed. They come from a desire to have things. Here's the scripture. Listen, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence even of your lust that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world, notice that, the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. James 4:1-4. Now, this doesn't mean that you're to go around with a sour disposition and a frown on your face and you hate people and all this sort of thing. No, we've got something better than that which is in the world. But it means that we're not to go along arm in arm and hand in hand with them in their evil deeds. So watch out for this love of money. It sure gets people in trouble. Now, what would you say if someone would say, well, this is my besetting sin? You know, they say, this is the thing that I don't have victory over. This is the thing that gives me lots of problems. Wonder what might be the second besetting sin of this age in which we live. Well, I would say the pleasures of the world or the desires of the flesh. This could be pleasures. It could be sinful pleasures and seeking after the lust of the flesh. In fact, let me give you this scripture. We'll just go to the words of the Lord here from the Bible. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Do you see any of these things existing today? Unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. Now I say that this describes conditions existing in our day just almost perfectly. In fact, I don't notice any of these things that it mentions but what are prevalent in our land today. Notice a few of them. Boasters. Did you ever know of a time when people were more filled with boasting of their achievements and their possessions and sometimes even with their ability to outsmart the law, the officers, and so on, and get by with it? Boasters. Proud. Yes. And unthankful, unholy, disobedient to parents. Oh, we're living where these things are prevalent. On down a little more here, though. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. This number two sin, we're going to class it here, is certainly prevalent today. That people are just have turned themselves over to think, well, did you ever hear the expression, everybody else is doing it? Everybody else is doing this and that and so on, and a bunch of evil things. Well, I want to say everybody isn't going this way. I'm glad to tell you today that there are some people who are not living after the lust of the flesh. Back there in the olden times when the children of Israel were there in the desert, it spoke about them there in one place. It said the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. All they were concerned about was just playing, having a good time, and having plenty to eat, and that's it. Don't you know we're almost to that point today? That's what people want to do. Shorter working hours, more money. We can have more pleasure. And what is the result? I tell you, people have gone wild today. And just to name one of the things over which people have just gone beside themselves, they've gone wild after sports. This sport and that sport and the other, and from one to another, and they've just gone wild. In other words, people just give themselves over to pleasure and to play. I tell you what people ought to be doing. They ought to start thinking about the coming of the Lord and the judgment, and getting ready to avoid that place in which the wicked are going to be cast. Hell is mentioned time and again. And Jesus speaks about being cast into the fire that never shall be quenched. And yet people say, well, who believes in that? That's old-fashioned. Well, maybe so. But God is old-fashioned, and God doesn't change. Neither does His Word change. Listen, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians 5:19-21. Then if they are not going to inherit the kingdom of God, where are they going? They're going to be cast into outer darkness. They're going to be lost. That's sad, but true. Now, perhaps one of the leading contributors to some of these sins today, this of course would come under this lust of the flesh, but a third element which we might mention is pride. There's a scripture that says, only by pride cometh contention. And you know, pride will manifest itself in so many different ways. It manifests itself in the way people talk. This makes boasters out of them. It manifests itself in the way people dress. Oh, now look out, someone says. This is everybody's privilege to dress like you want to. Well, yes. But did you know the Bible speaks about how to dress, being dressed modestly? And sometimes we see folks who dress up that they look like they're trying to act like a peacock. Just so fixy, you know. Well, it isn't this outward man that is so important that it be dressed up to be so beautiful. It's that hidden man of the heart, of a meek and a quiet spirit. And so, God forbid that we, the people of God, should become like the world in all of these things, in the love of money, or in the lust of the flesh, or in pride. He said, be not conformed to the world. Now, I realize this isn't very popular, but I tell you, this is the word of the Lord, and folks had better wake up before it's everlastingly too late. May the Lord bless every one of you. And if you enjoy or like to know that this kind of preaching is going out over the air, I'd certainly like to hear from you. You may address your letter to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Our Father, we thank Thee now for the privilege of bringing Thy message to the listeners of the broadcast station. May none be lost who have an honest heart to do Thy will. Bless each one in the way which they need most, and we'll surely give You the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, now let me remind you that there might be a lot of things you'd miss in this world by serving the Lord, but how sad it would be for those who miss the most important prize of all, to gain admittance to that heavenly home when this life is over. Listen to these solemn words, eternity. I stood at the time-beaten portals where many a pilgrim had passed, out into the infinite future to be with the pure and the blessed. And musing in silent devotion, eternity seemed to draw near, and strange from the choir of the faithful I seemed in my fancy to hear. I lingered and silently listened to the dull, heavy tread of the years, and thought of the fate of the guilty when Christ in His glory appears. A shudder came over my spirit as I thought what a moment might cost, for eternity's stillness was broken by the groans and the sighs of the lost. I saw then the Judge in His splendor as He stepped to His great judgment seat, and thought of the crashing of ages when time and eternity meet. For time, who has laid many millions to slumber in death's silent shade, shall reel at eternity's presence and sleep in the tomb He has made. Let us work while 'tis day, brother, sister, for soon shall the Master return to garner the wheat that we harvest, the chaff in His fury to burn. Then in haste let us rush to the rescue, but few can we save at the most. Soon millions shall be at the judgment, forever eternally lost. Friends, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you, and may we work while it is day, and a very cheerful goodbye.